Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Bow down and say you are King.
So let's start right now. Why would we wait? King of glory, fill this place. We just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? We can I just want you.
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Every breath that I You are from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We welcome the Spirit of the living God. Presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, over our over the service this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. Spirit of the living God, we adore you, we worship you. Hover over the face of the waters of our lives. Hover over the face of the waters of our lives, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, hover over the face of the waters of our children's lives. Holy Spirit, hover over the waters of our grandchildren's lives. Oh, Holy Spirit, hover over the face of our children's lives in the name of Jesus. The waters of our children's life, oh God. The waters of our spouse's lives, oh God. Hoover over, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we surrender our spirits, souls, and bodies to you. Oh, we ask you to move, oh Holy Spirit. Move in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, open our eyes that we may see. Oh, sharpen our spiritual senses. In the name of Jesus, oh, Spirit of the living God, we are totally and completely dependent on you. You are our senior partner. You are our friend. You are our comforter. You are our guide. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives. The living God, hover over the lives of family members that do not know you or have not received you as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray for each and family, each and every family member this morning, that those that do not know you, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts and they will receive you wholeheartedly as their Lord and Savior in their lives, oh God. That if those that do not know you, oh God, that will come into the saving grace and receive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not only in our families, but in our friends, in our offices. Oh, Holy Spirit, hover over their lives. Let them receive salvation in the name of Jesus. You came to save us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, and we welcome you, we bless you, we praise you for that. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and omission, O God. Be merciful in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to forgive us. We repent of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. We pray for mercy and mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our siblings. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Merciful, O God. Upon our nieces and our nephews, we pray for mercy for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy reign in our lives. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio service, the prayer line. We release the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for God. Let it flow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, let your strength be made perfect, Almighty God. In our weakness, we are weak, but you are strong. Strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, lift the altar of our hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus. O God, let the altar of our hearts, O God. In the name of Jesus, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us a flaming fire. Let the altar of worship, the altar of praise, O God, in our hearts, let it be lifted, O God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, you are the center of our lives. You are the joy of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Roma Sante Dereka. Uriya Sete Derekuria Masante Riakuria Masim. Oh God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren, and the glory within them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we need a invasion of the glory in our wombs. In the name of Jesus, the invasion of the glory of God in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, the invasion of the glory of God in our thoughts, our minds. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, light our hearts, oh God. Let light our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that you will turn things around. You will make the crooked places spit, oh God. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we thank you. We thank you for shutting every satanic door that we may have open unknowingly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we shut those doors. There'll be no enter point in our lives. We shut every evil satanic door. In the name of Jesus, we shut those doors. In the name of Jesus, we shut it with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that we are walking under that open heaven. We thank you that the heavens are open, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We bless you. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, as I come with this word, preeminence, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. Holy Ghost, all of you and none of me. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, fall first. Let there be a stirring up in the name of Jesus. Stir us up, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name. And we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God and that his work he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work created and made. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as we have come to this Sabbath, in the mighty name of Jesus, the seventh day, Lord, I pray that every one of us under the sound of our voice will rest in him, that we will rest in him, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that we will use this day and this time, oh God, to rest in you and to receive from you in the name of Jesus. Father, you bless this seventh day. You sanctify it, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, so we receive the blessings of the Sabbath day, of the seventh day. It is finished, oh God. We receive the finishing anointing that every task, whether it is big or small, that we set to do, that we will do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Finish it. Finish it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the spirit of motivation in the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of motivation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Motivate, show us, lead us, direct us. We need you, Jesus. We need you every second of the week. So, Lord, release all the blessings that comes with the Sabbath today in the name of Jesus. Let those blessings be manifested in our lives. Let everyone under the sound of my voice receive the blessings of the Sabbath. We thank you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning I'm speaking about hope. Romans 15:4 says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. The theme is hope. We're talking about hope, 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 hope. Psalms 147, verse 11. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Hope. Psalm 147, verse 11. Hope, hope. Proverbs 23:18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. There is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Verse 9, therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah, you. Hope, hope. Jeremiah 17:7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose covenant is in him. Hope, hallelujah. Hope, 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 hallelujah. In the name. You see, when you lose that hope, it's like you can get into a dark period if you lose hope and trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we go to Luke 13:10-17. Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit of 18 years. 18 years she was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, which is the seventh day, the synagogue leader said to the people, there are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days and not Sabbath. The Lord answered, you hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the store and lead it David water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be free on the Sabbath day from what's born her? Be free. Hallelujah. My God. This woman hunts down. Hallelujah. Went to the temple. She had been with the spirit hunchback of infirmity for 18 years. Well, infirmity, we can look at infirmity from different aspects. Such an infirmity can be physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it is. But we see that this woman had this hunchback. Hallelujah. And when we look at it, sometimes when I read this story, we look at it from whatever perspective, whatever you are going through. Sometimes we have hunchback, spiritual hunchback. Let's talk about spiritual hunchback, because we're worrying about this, we're worrying about that. We have spiritual hunchback, and we in the church. Oh my God! And we carry more burden than the world outside the church. And we have all these different issues. And sometimes people create their own problem. When I say create, because why you create it? Because you don't trust God. There are times you get discouraged. And God said he will do this. And God said he will do that. But all God promises are yes and amen. His time and his ways are not your time and ways. The way God does things is different. But what I like about this story, this woman kept on going. Hallelujah. Regardless of what she was at the Sabbath day's prayer service. Hallelujah. She did not give up. She kept on going. If you keep going and you keep going, that means you have hope. Hallelujah. That means you're not afraid for someone to laugh at you. And you're not afraid for someone to scorn you. You're not afraid for people to say how long she's been in this ministry or in this church. Look, nothing has happened. How long she has been praying. Yes, when you keep going and keep going, people wait right in the church, people humiliate you. Hallelujah. And this woman is persistent. Is she a woman of the world? No. She is a daughter of Abraham. She's in a covenant relationship with Almighty God. Hallelujah. There are times people lose hope. Even you lose hope, what else do you have, especially hope in the Lord? What else do you have? When you lose hope, that means your faith is not strong enough. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. God does everything in his time. There's a song saying he makes everything beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. So I'm speaking to those, regardless if you got a sickness or whatever going on in your life that has just been constant, and you wonder when this thing will go away. Trust in the Lord. What God says he will do, he will do. Continue coming to the synagogue, spiritual synagogue. What I mean, pray Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Continue praising. Continue praying. Hallelujah. Continue fellowshipping with Almighty God. Continue communicating, having communion with Him. And when you continue doing it, hallelujah, weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Perhaps the day you decide not to do something, it will be the day that Jesus passing by. What am I saying to you this morning, my sisters and brothers? Do not lose hope. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on fasting. Do not lose hope. Hallelujah. Do not lose hope. Hallelujah. Be expectant to receive the way you come into the presence of the Lord, and you do not receive unless you close your eyes, your heart. Thou art loose. Can you imagine that relief? If you carry spiritual burden, and maybe your burden could be about your children. Hallelujah. And you might not say nothing, carrying that burden with you. And God wants you to give it to Him in the name of Jesus. Maybe your burden might be a sickness, sir. And it may be the doctors that have said A, B, C. But who has the final say is Almighty God. Have hope. Trust in the Lord. Don't give up. Praise Him even when you don't feel like praising. Pray to Him when you don't feel like praying. Worship Him when you don't feel like why. It's not about emotions. It's about trusting and having hope. Don't lose hope. Hallelujah. Do not lose hope. Whatever burden, spiritual burden, physical burden, emotional burden, do not lose hope. Everything happens. God got a season and a time. Problem will come when you decide, I'm not doing this. I'm not praising God. You get upset with Him. I'm not worshiping Him. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Because you're angry. You have not received hope. You have to trust God. Trust His timing. You are in a covenant relationship with Him. Hallelujah. Hope. 18 years, and this time, she comes on the Sabbath. She's there on the Sabbath. This time she's there when Jesus is there preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did He do? He called her forward. Today God is calling. He's calling you. He's calling me forward. Whatever problems, whatever issue, whatever nagging that's been on your shoulders. Hallelujah. Allow Him on you. Oh, come forward. Let Jesus set you free. Give the burdens to Jesus. Hallelujah. Stop walking around. Because if you continue, you could get sick. No. Hallelujah. You don't want to get sick. But I want you, Lord, stir up their hope. Their hope in you. Their trust in you. Father God. Hope. Don't let no one give up. But let us continue to trust you. Us rest in you, oh God. Let us put our full strength in you in the name of Jesus. And we will end with this scripture before we take the communion. So if you're here this morning and there's things that really, really bothering you, and you've been trying to shake it off, and you don't know what to do, Hallelujah. Pray. But even if we pray 24/7, if you don't have that covenant of hope in the Lord, the prayer is wasted. You got to be expectant, and you got to receive. Now, may the God of hope, you see, he's the God of hope, fill you with joy, hallelujah, and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13, run with this scripture, pray it for yourself, and you, as you pray it, put your name in it. Pray this prayer: may the God of hope fill me, put your name, with all joy and peace. I am the overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray it, let's pray it at least two more times. May the God of hope fill me with all joy and peace as I trust in him, so that I may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray it, Romans 15:13. Let's one more time. May the God of hope fill me with all joy and peace as I trust in him, so that I may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless you for the word this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that those are looking up to you, O God, that you will give each and every one, O God, God of hope, God of hope, stir it up, O God, in us, in the name of Jesus, hope in the Lord, trusting in you, having covenant in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, bless the water, the juice, whatever we have that represents the blood of Jesus. I bless the bread, the body of Christ. Read on it, turn it from natural to the supernatural. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, turn the Holy Communion supernaturally into your body and your blood, oh God, that when we take the communion, we receive all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Some people need healing. Whatever we stand in need of, oh God, deliverance, restoration, Lord, as we take this communion, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let there be a stirring up. Let there be a stirring of an expectant hope. Let there be healing. Let there be some instant healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Receive the hidden blessings in the Holy Communion. We receive the blessings of mystery in the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Father, receive the covenant blessing in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for the revelational gifts to be activated and manifested in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. He had given thanks, he broke it, said, "This is my body, which is for you. do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread, which represents the body of Christ. Same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. For whenever you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were judged, if we were more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you that we can find hope and rest in you. And Lord, we thank you for daily loading us with benefits according to Psalm 68, verse 19. And Father God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are sick, we pray for healing right now. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed. Lord, release your healing anointing. Release your healing anointing and your power. And release your, oh God, Father God, those that are sick, whether it's headaches, whatever it is, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. And oh, we thank you, oh God, we bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the Sabbath offering. We lift it up to you, oh God, and we ask you to breathe on the offering, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless it, O God. Let it be a multiplication, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, because it is you who do it, O God. So we thank you and we bless you. You are the one who gave us the job. You are the one who gave us the good health, or to go to work and come from work. You are the one who strengthened us, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you are the one who provides for us. So, Father, we ask you to bless our offering, O God. We pray for fruitfulness and multiplication, O God. Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember Romans 15:13. Pray that for yourself. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a safe, wonderful, blessed Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for joining us.